Marianne is joining us by phone from the Capitol today. Marianne, first off, thanks.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me.
So the investigative committee looking into Attorney General John Swallow released its final report today. What are we hearing about that report so far?
Well, we've just barely started looking through it. As you said, it's just been released, so it's 200 pages, so it's not light reading. You may want to put it on your list for your next book club. 200 pages and 3,700 exhibits, if you can imagine that. So it's going to be pretty comprehensive to get through, although having been following the House committee the entire time, we're pretty aware of what's in that. There was some quite significant information released over the course of this investigation about John Swallow and about his dealings with the payday lending industry, with consultants that he had hired, with influence from and for on behalf of donors. All of that stuff is all very comprehensively detailed in this report. And in light of this report being released, we just heard that the Utah State Bar has said that they are going to now restart or actually start an investigation. This had been requested a couple of times over the course of all this Swallow scandal, but they had deferred and they had said that they were not going to investigate. But now, in light of all this new information, the bar has said that they will investigate.
Okay, so this isn't the final word on the Swallow case, and I'm not certain if anybody ever thought it was with other investigations pending.
Right. You know, I think a lot of people, us included, were a little bit, less than optimistic at the beginning of this process that it was going to actually result in any real meaningful things coming out of it. But we've seen not as much legislation as I think that we should, but we've seen some legislation that deals with the issues that they found Attorney General Swallow to have violated, as well as this report is going to be handed now over to the district attorney. We know that Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill and Davis County District Attorney Troy Rawlings have already been investigating Attorney General Swallow. And as part of this House investigation, they've said all along that once they had their final report, that they would turn all of that information over to them. So based on the findings in this report and based on, just early indications that we've seen from all of these, I think it's quite likely that people can expect some charges to be handed down against former Attorney General Swallow.
Well, and we will see what happens there once that report gets turned over. Marianne, in other news up on the Capitol today, there was some more talk about Stericycle. There's some updates on Stericycle's move and what's going on with the medical waste incinerator. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Yeah, people that aren't familiar with Stericycle, it's a medical waste incinerator in North Salt Lake. There's been a lot of public outcry because there's residential houses that go right up to the border of where this incinerator is built. And so as a result, there's been quite a bit of outcry and quite a bit of discussion about trying to get that facility to move. And there's two specific bills. One is SB 196 that is sponsored by Senator Todd Weiler and Representative Becky Edwards. Okay. And that is a bill that will prohibit a medical waste incineration facility to locate or relocate within 2 miles of a residential area. That deals with one of the very specific concerns about where Stericycle is located right now, is there are houses essentially next to it. This would not impact the current Stericycle location because it grandfathers anything that is currently in existence. However, the second bill, and these have been run somewhat of as a companion bill, is HJR 6. This bill is by Representative Greg Hughes and Senator Jerry Stevenson, and this actually gives approval to Stericycle itself to move from North Salt Lake to unincorporated Tooele County.
Can I ask quickly if their move to unincorporated Tooele County, is it within 4 miles of houses just by, there?
They actually can't, because according to SB 196, which is the previous or the companion bill, they cannot move within 2 miles of a residential area. That's prohibited. That will be now prohibited by law. So this area in unincorporated Tooele County is not close to a residential area. And they would move there first, and then, in theory, that would prohibit residential areas from encroaching on that in the future and keep it in a more rural or at least a more isolated area.
There's a sense of the kind of not in my backyard thing going on here. I know that there's been some opposition to this move from people in Tooele County.
Right, yeah. Of course, there's people in Tooele County that wouldn't like it either. I'm not sure that anyone would want a medical waste incinerator in your backyard. But then there's also people in Tooele County who are asking for this and saying, no, we have the space. We have the ability to take on this kind of thing, and perhaps they've become a little accustomed to it over the years. They do have nuclear waste and they have Degway Proving Grounds and, they're sort of a little bit comfortable with this this type of a thing. But there has been some resistance, but by and large, it's been a rather been a rather smooth transition for them. And so I think I would expect that these are passing quite easily in both House and the Senate. And I would anticipate this to be a move that we see, you know, relatively quickly on Stericycle's part. They're not faring well where they are right now. There's a lot of very loud public outcry, and that's obviously something that they want to avoid.
Right. Hey, before I let you go, I think that I have to ask you about the somewhat dramatic events that occurred at the Capitol today, having to do with Senator Ralph Okerlund. What happened there?
Yes. So Senator Ralph Okerlund, apparently he has had a previous heart attack. The Senate was in recess. He was in another meeting, and he collapsed and had to be revived. You know, fortunately, there's several doctors and nurses that are up here as legislators. So Dr. Ed Redd was right there and helped revive him, and they had used a defibrillator, and he was actually taken away in an ambulance, but he was responsive when they took him away. So, you know, just best wishes for Senator Okerlund and a speedy recovery.
Marianne, with all sensitivity to the senator, does a medical event like this, is it going to impact the final days of the legislative session in terms of what lawmakers can get done?
Well, Senator Okerlund is, you know, he's an important part of the Senate, and he has bills that are being presented. You know, they're getting these through the final stages. I'm sure that he has, you know, as soon as he's able, he will be in contact with people. If he's not able to return to the Senate floor, he'll have to have other people read his bills and present his bills on the floor. But it's also a worry. You know, there's a lot of stress that goes on during the session, and it's just an unfortunate thing. So we just want to send really good wishes to Senator Okerlund.
Absolutely. Well, Marianne, thanks once again for joining us today. And I guess we'll speak to you again tomorrow, which is the last day of the legislative session.
That's right. Midnight is a hard stop for the legislature. So tomorrow's it. If they want to get him in, they've got to get him passed tomorrow.
Lots to be done in the final hours. Thanks very much, Marianne.
Thank you.
This has been our Better Utah Legislative Recap on KCPW.